Back in 2010, I launched an initiative called the Ring of Hope Campaign. And the Ring of Hope Campaign encourages victims of domestic violence to step out of the darkness and into the light of recovery, surrounded by a circle of love, hope, and resources. One of my many journeys through founding the Ring of Hope Campaign program for domestic violence awareness includes bringing you further insights into dating violence. One in three females between the ages of 16 to 24 are victims of daily violence. This statistic is the main reason that we are all gathered here tonight to continue to remember, to support, and to honor the name and memory of Carissa Junso. She was an unfortunate victim of domestic violence homicide. Let us remember Carissa and all her loyal Army members here tonight in this room and throughout the United States, who will continue to keep her name alive and sow awareness in every community, making the vision of the national No More campaign come alive. No more violence, no more silence. I also want to challenge those here tonight who are parents of young sons. Although 99% of the time, perpetrators of domestic violence are males, what we fail to realize is that these perpetrators are also victims. Have you considered the upbringing of most males who commit acts of violence? Perhaps their only role model as a father was a violent one. We must envision a world where there is a collaborative effort to effectuate change in the households of parents raising young boys. I'd like to recite a quote from an unknown author, which further illustrates my point. We need to teach our daughters to distinguish between a man who flatters her and a man who compliments her, a man who spends money on her and a man who invests in her, a man who views her as property and a man who views her properly, a man who lusts after her and a man who loves her, a man who believes he is God's gift to women, and a man who remembers a woman was a God's gift to man. And then teach our boys to be that kind of man. As these words so clearly speak, American society still has work to do in raising young men to respect, to preserve, and to empower the lives and futures of young women. In my childhood, the primary perpetrator was my mother, a woman, who abused me verbally, physically, mentally, and emotionally. My father's role was one of an abuser and an enabler. My mother directed my father to lash out physical and verbal abuse against me. In 2009, my father had a massive stroke, which left him unable to eat foods or drink any type of liquids. Before his passing in 2011, I spent more time with my father than I ever had in my life. I read him the Lord's inspiring words of life, and through this healing process, I finally saw him as the victim. For those who are parents of young boys, I urge you to foster a safe home environment where your sons can freely express their emotions and openly encourage them to discuss and voice their feelings of anger, sadness, disappointment, doubts, fears, and rejection without being frowned upon or labeled with stereotypes such as weak or sissy. You must realize this only perpetrates this cycle of their feelings of inferiority and insecurity. The end result is a dysfunctional upbringing that breeds violent adult men who perpetrate the cycle of domestic violence. In Pennsylvania, 73.5% of females were victims of intimate partner-related violence in 2013. But domestic violence is not a women's issue. 26.5% victims in Pennsylvania of intimate partner-related violence were men. But domestic violence is not a men's issue. We must think and act collectively as individuals and together as a society to eradicate domestic violence. Domestic violence is a crime impacting all those of every age, race, gender, ethnicity, social class, and faith. Therefore, to keep Carissa's memory alive, all of us must take action to mitigate the percentage of the 16 to 24-year-old females who are at the highest risk for domestic violence. This commitment of action has the ultimate goal of preserving the lives and empowering the futures of young women. In reality, don't you think domestic violence is everybody's issue? You're probably wondering, what is she doing holding an empty wine bottle? For one in three Americans, the bottle in its excess ensnares its victims with the disease of alcoholism. The bottle as an addiction has claimed the life of my father and still continues to erode the life of my mother. You might say then, is there still hope? My answer is a resounding yes. My final words tonight are offered within a purposeful purple bottle of life, holding a message of inspiration, hope, recovery, and transformation. I humbly present to Paul, Kathy, Kayla, Jamie, and Dawn these treasured bottles in Carissa's memory. The choice of the purple color on the wine bottle symbolizes my own triumph as a domestic violence survivor. The decorative decal was designed and created by my daughter Kayla, who is 10 years old. She created this after visiting the Crime Victims Memorial Garden in Washington County. The live rose within the bottle embodies the never forgotten life of Carissa. May each bottle remind you to restore the rose of life before it withers away and replenish the fresh water which sustains it. Through this process, Carissa's memory will permeate your hearts and souls and always remain alive with you forever. and I ask the family to come up and please accept their bottles.